morning. Something wonderful is happening thanks to the United States Navy. I'll have Carla read the item and we'll proceed.
Item 347, presentation from the Navy League of the United States Portland Council on the commissioning of the USS Portland.
Well, good morning and welcome. We're very pleased to have the Navy League here. This is a really exciting thing for our city that the USS Portland is getting its finishing touches, and more to come. As these gentlemen know, this one's personal for me. Not only is it wonderful to have a ship of the United States Navy named after our city, but I have a special connection with the Navy myself, although never having served there. Since my father spent his whole career working for the Navy Department, as did my brother, and since my Uncle Boats, my only uncle in the world, spent his whole life working in the Pascagoula shipyard where the USS Portland has been built. So this one is sweet for me, and we appreciate very much this opportunity and your advocacy for what comes next. So good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. It's too bad that you're not able to go down there. And it's very interesting how some of the news media has mixed up both of these events.
Well, you can straighten that out for us this morning. So introduce your team, too, please.
Right. Anyway, good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Gary Piercy, and this is Mike Hewlett and Ken Bray. We're all Navy veterans. We're from the Navy League of the United States. It's a civilian group that supports all our sea services, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marines. The Navy League is over 100 years old. It consists of almost 50,000 members nationwide. Our two local councils have about 250 members. One of our founders was Theodore Roosevelt, who in 1904 also believed in a strong Navy. As some of you know, we get it to change. Yes.
Here we go.
As some of you know, the Navy is building a large ship to be named after our city. And on Monday, we got the confirmation from the Secretary of Navy that the commissioning of the new USS Portland will be in Portland in late 2017. What a great time for all Portlanders to celebrate our maritime heritage and show our appreciation for today's sailors. This is the first Navy ship to be named exclusively for our city. The famous USS Portland during World War II was named after the main city, shown here passing under the St. John's Bridge in the 1930s when it visited Portland. And the more recent ship of the 1970s vintage was named after both cities, a most unusual occurrence. She was based on the East Coast, so she never visited here. There have been other ships, or ships named after other Oregon cities. For example, Eugene, Oregon City, Astoria had two ships named after them, and Salem had three ships named after them, but no Portland, Oregon. Now the Navy has named a ship for our city, even though both senators from Maine complained they were overruled. Shown here is the Secretary of Navy, Ray Mavis, with Mayor Hales during the naming ceremony late in 2014. We've been honored for Portland's maritime heritage as a major shipbuilding center in both World War I and World War II, as well as being a major seaborne commerce center since the city's beginning. We are still in the preliminary stages of forming our committee, but we have already have many supporters, as you can see. We are asking for your public support to help make this ship and crew part of Portland's heritage. We are not asking for any funding, even though the Navy does not pay for any activities except the commissioning ceremony on a Saturday morning. Our committee will be soliciting donations. We would like to form a joint committee with you or for city officials to become part of our committee to coordinate activities over the next 18 months. As I mentioned, the commissioning will be here late in 2017. Later, Ken will tell you more about what a commissioning is. We expect this to be a large public ceremony, 4,000 to 5,000 people attending. What a great opportunity this is to make this Portland ship. Now, here's Mike to tell you more about the ship itself.
Mayor Hales and Commissioners, when you first heard that the Navy honored our fair city Portland by naming a ship the USS Portland, LPD 27, you probably wondered, what kind of ship is that? Let's take the next few minutes to better become acquainted with the importance of the future USS Portland. And it was a little over a year before this naming ceremony that the keel of the USS Portland was laid at the Ingalls Shipyard, Pascagoula, Mississippi, with a target date of spring of 2016 for the launch and the commissioning. And the, not commissioning, but the christening. The christening is the first event. Here's a picture of our sister ship, the USS New York. You may recognize her from what you've seen on TV. Part of her ship, the ship, is from the steel of the Twin Towers. It's a large ship, very large ship. It's 684 feet long. It's two-thirds the length of an aircraft carrier. It's over 100 feet longer than the longest ships, the cruisers, that we've had here for the Rose Festival. It's very large. And to get a better sense of the size of it, let's zoom in to see if we can see the people that are manning the rail. Point is, it's quite large. Here's a view of the San Antonio class LPD, of which the USS Portland will be the 11th ship in that class. And the class sister ships form the backbone for Navy and Marine Corps amphibious operations. And what's unique about the LPD class is the fact that it can house 500 to 800 of Marines, and the real big deal is all their equipment, including all the vehicles necessary for a land assault.
Does LPD stand for something?
LPD stands for Landing Platform Dock. And it's easy to forget, so we will now refer to it, as the Secretary of the Navy did, always as an amphibious transport. That may stick. Thanks for the question. You notice the large flight deck. The flight deck's capable of handling four of the tilt rotor Ospreys. Here is a cross-section of the of the amphibious transport. You can see in the bays a lot of the different equipment that's carried aboard. It takes 370-plus Navy sailors to accommodate the 3 to 5 to 800 Marines embarked. You'll notice that the stern of the ship, the doors are open. That's to flood the well deck so that the launch craft can launch into the water. Also note that the medical, there are 24 hospital wards, two operating rooms for medical, two for the operating for dental. The doors of the well deck are open. In comes a utility vehicle. Here's a landing craft that really is the workhorse that does the heavy lifting. It's called the landing craft air cushion. Here are two of them in the well deck, loaded up. Notice the heavy equipment that's on that, ready to be launched to the beach. Probably the most visible and type of mission is actually non-planned. It's humanitarian relief. You've probably read about the humanitarian relief on the Haiti earthquake, on the tsunami for Japan, and of course for Katrina, supplying and offloading men and bringing supplies. But we've been talking about the size of the ship and the hardware of the ship. The real key is it's all about the crew. None of this crew has been on the ship before because it's just being built. So there's a major training effort that needs to go in place. Shakedown cruises take a year to a year and a half to get the ship fully ready to deploy, ready to conduct their amphibious operations flawlessly, flight operations. prepared to meet many challenges, long enduring bridge watches, and finally ready for duty, ready, everybody's trained, and the ship is 100%. It's now time for a major celebration, much larger than the christening, is the commissioning. It's a large public event showcasing both ship and city. And at this point, I'd like to turn it to Ken Bray, who will be describing to you what happens during commissioning.
Thank you, Mike. Mayor, commissioners, the commissioning will see an influx of national and local government officials, Navy and Marine Corps flag officers, distinguished visitors and dignitaries, honored guests associated with the shipbuilder Ingalls itself, and their industry guests, as well as family of the crew members. It will certainly be an event and time for Portland to roll out the red carpet. You can see from this picture from the podium or approaching the podium of the New York that you have Mayor Bloomberg and then the CNO at that time, Admiral Roughhead, and General Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Conway, as well as Senator Clinton. And she was the main speaker at this commissioning. A little story of the commissioning. While I lived in San Antonio, I was privileged to be invited to the commissioning of the very first ship, the USS San Antonio. It was quite an event. Let me share some highlights. First, what is a commissioning? It is actually the acceptance of the Navy of the ship, and it's ready for service. It is the culmination of the construction cycle from keel laying, launch, christening. Christening will happen on May, scheduled to happen on May 21st, Saturday on Armed Forces Day down in Pascagoula, and finally commissioning. It is both commissioning is both a formal and solemn ceremony. At the same time, it's festive and jubilant. It places the ship in service, and the Navy includes, they set the first watch, the first logbook entry is made, the reading of her orders, and the ship is formally transferred to its new commanding officer by the Chief of Naval Operations or his representative. There will be a number of commemorative speech, the ship's commissioning pennant, our ensign is raised, and all this is climaxed by the ship's sponsor. Our ship's sponsor is Bonnie Amos, wife of the Commandant of the Marine Corps, previous General Amos, where she'll say, "Man our ship and bring her to life." And what happens at that time, the crew has been on the shore side, on the dock side, and now tradition is they run up of the gangways and man the rails. It's quite a stirring event. There's a Navy, the music is playing, anchors away, and all that's going on. It's a sight that promises to arouse patriotic feelings in all who see it. I promise. This concludes the formal ceremonies, which are generally followed by tours of the ship, as well as lunch with the crew. Okay, that's the event. Now we have the ship. Now what do we have to do, huh? Hosting the commissioning is a two-way street. In the months ahead, the ship's officers, crew, will seek to learn more about Portland, our history, our customs, if not our personality, if not our weirdness. While in return, Portland needs to define, organize, and support meaningful community activities, perhaps those that showcase the best of Portland, as well as support the traditional events befitting such a commissioning. And you can see on this list that there are a number of typical and formal events and receptions. Activities may include community service, and we have been in contact with a prospective commanding officer, and he is asking us, how can his officers and crew be of service to the city? A nice gesture. Maybe athletic competitions, both internally among the ship, and perhaps a friendly Portland challenge, maybe dragon boat races or something like that. Social events, for not only the sailors but their families as well. Here's a reception on board the flight deck. I'll try to speed up a little bit.
I have just a question, sir.
Sure.
Is it by tradition, does the Secretary of the Navy try to attend each of these commissionings, or is that too far up the food chain?
No, he tries to come, but he doesn't always make it. But it's Bob McGarry. You want to answer that better than I?
Yeah, well, quite often, and it depends on their schedule, of course. With Secretary of Defense, it just depends. I mean, at various levels, I don't think there's any set. But we expect many national leaders will be here, yes.
Secretary Mabus, our current secretary, has had a great relationship with Portland. He's been here a couple of times, including the last couple of roast festivals.
Yeah.
So he's been very active in building this partnership.
This is something close to his heart.
Yeah. I'll get it summarized here. I'm being dragged here. Part of this is to create a good feeling between the crew and the city of Portland. Our relationship with this plankholder crew. And that's what they're called. The first crew is called the plankholders. And those sailors take very high pride in that. But with future sailors, we'll provide a boost for their morale while reinforcing their sense of value in the crucial role of defending our nation. Indeed, the Rose Festival has a ship to call its own, and she will only deepen our pride as she accomplishes her missions around the world. Perhaps someday in the future, some years in the future, it's going to be a very special day to see the USS Portland lead the Rose Festival fleet up the Columbia to the Willamette. That would be a great thing. Yep. Our mission is clear and upon us. Provide a commissioning that will leave a strong imprint on all that is good about Portland to the sailors of the USS Portland for years to come. Leave no doubt in Portland's resolve to support these sailors as they are willing to go in harm's way, all the while enduring long separations for family. To sum it, let's make Portland's commissioning all about her sailors and their family. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Do we have that video? We have a nice time-lapse video of the launching of the ship about 2 months ago. It came from the shipyard, and it does work good. So she's actually in the water now.
This is how they get her to the water. Can you see?
Made that look easy.
So you can see that's the launching. It takes place over a number of days. The christening with the bottle of champagne, that's on May 21st coming up. And then almost a year and a half later, through all the training and installing the machinery and things like that in the ship itself, then we have the commissioning here, which is when the ship is actually legally accepted as part of the active fleet. Thank you very much for your time. Any questions anyone has about this?
So does the crew, you said the crew spends a year and a half in the preparation? Is that?
Yep. A lot of they're just forming the crew now. The okay. commanding officer was just appointed weeks ago. In fact, things got a little mixed up here on this whole. Usually they wait longer to announce the city, but the Secretary of Navy was very proactive. Some of the active Navy people hadn't checked off some of the approvals. I got to make it. Anyway, we do have the approval now. So there's a few officers and a few of the crew now. Over the next few months, they'll be forming the crew. Then they have to go through their training off the ship and then on the ship. So that takes about a year and a half. It's amazing how much preparation goes into this.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Well, we thank you so much for this presentation this morning. It's really, really both great information and a lot of excitement that you bring to this work. And we know it's a big commitment on your part and the Navy League's part to do this. But we are really proud of the work that you've done already to position us for this wonderful thing. And it's going to be a great thing for Portland.
We need your help.
That's what we want to make a Portland ship. I mean, this is not going to be a Navy League thing. We want to make a Portland ship. We want to get as many of the public involved and excited about this as we are, because this has been a long time coming, yeah. And it's going to be a fun affair all the way around.
Mayor, just want to acknowledge my dad was in the Navy.
Oh?
He spent a lot of time with a mop and a bucket.
Really?
I'm not sure it was very high up in the command structure, but that's where he served, and so this is a proud moment for Portland.
That's great.
If somebody wants to get involved who has been watching this on cable, how would they get involved in participating in the preparations?
Give us your name.
We have to get somebody to develop your website.
We have a website, and the brochure is being passed out right now.
Okay.
So the website is www.ussportlandlpd27.
.org. There we go.
Yeah,
that'll do it. Got it up and running. Yeah. So that's the way for people to get in touch, and we appreciate you very much. Let's hear it for the USS Portland. Thank you. That is going to be fun. Well, thank you all very much. That's going to be a great day for our city, and this is really a proud moment for our community. So we're looking forward to having lots of great interaction between the crew of the USS Portland and the people of this city. It's going to be a great experience for everyone. Thank you.
By the way, Mayor, I think it's important to note that both Presidents Roosevelt were assistant secretaries of the Navy. So as far as I'm concerned, when I need a bank regulated or a national park established or trust busted, I call the Navy.
Always a good idea. Thanks very much. All right, let's move on, please.